Francis Fitzgerald, what do you make now of the latest developments on Brexit and those votes in the House of Commons yesterday?
Well, very interesting. In the first instance that Boris got his deal through, the Prime Minister got his deal, he got it accepted, which really is a major step when you think of what's happened up to now in terms of the deals, and does show, obviously, support for the deal in the broadest sense. Then you come to the next vote, and people, for all sorts of reasons, vote for a delay. Some people because they want a general election. Some people because they want a second referendum. Others because they genuinely want to see the parliamentary process get time. And you know, as a parliamentarian, I can understand it, because if you're given a 156-page bill, you do want to examine it. So I think, you know, I would have a certain amount of respect, of course, for that procedure. And then it has to go to the Lords. And if there's changes there, come back. So clearly, we're talking about extension territory, which is very interesting for a man, a prime minister, who's so dogmatic when he talks about dates. Clearly, the dates are very fluid at the moment.
So when you talk about the fact that it is very significant that, in fact, the withdrawal agreement in principle was passed, does that mean that once they scrutinise the legislation that we can expect the same outcome again once all those amendments have passed through the House?
Well, I had a very interesting discussion on that with some members of my own party here, the EPP, last night. And there was a discussion about that it's really about implementation and future-oriented. If it's about actually changing the withdrawal agreement, then you are back potentially to the beginning again. But if it's about sort of implementation and future arrangements in terms that are compatible with the bill, then obviously you can go ahead, and it would not need to come back within the European system, except for the obvious scrutiny within the European Parliament and the agreement of the bill.
So let's say you have the likes of the DUP putting in amendments that then call for Northern Ireland not to have this special arrangement with the EU in terms of customs rules, and that they don't want the border down the Irish Sea, which we know they don't want. And let's say those amendments get passed. Doesn't that fundamentally then change?
Yes, it does fundamentally change it. And I think you're into very uncertain territory. But if the fundamental withdrawal bill agreement is changed that has been agreed with the 27 and the UK, then I think you're into back to the beginning of the process again.
So let's go on to the extension. Donald Tusk, very quickly yesterday evening after the votes, the results of those votes were announced in the House of Commons, he said he was now going to recommend to the EU 27 leaders that they should extend Article 50. What's your sense of the length of time the EU 27 are going to give the UK to sort the stuff out that they're dealing with now?
It's difficult to determine the time frame, and the reason for that is because we don't know how long it will take in the UK Parliament, how long it will take in the House of Lords. If they make changes, it has to go back to the Parliament. So it's sort of a rolling date at this point. I don't think they can be artificially put into a date that says you have a week or 5 days or whatever. I think it's going to have to be somewhat more accommodating of the time frame in the UK, and the European Parliament can't touch it, won't touch it, in fact, until it's fully completed in the UK system, in the UK Parliament, House of Commons and House of Lords.
Do you foresee any opposition from any one or several of the EU 27 to granting them an extension? Because every so often, Emmanuel Macron, the French president, you know, expresses reservations about continuing to enable an extension for the UK.
Look, there's been tremendous patience here and an understanding and acceptance, because nobody actually wants the UK to leave. Let's remember that. And if they are, we want it with an agreement. So I think there will be, it's getting a little bit more, conversations. There are more conversations now about, look, we need to get on with the budget, the multi-annual framework, the new commission needs to settle in. But having said that, there is an understanding. We've been in it this long, we've been patient, and we'll continue. But I don't see it going on for months, that's for sure, unless there's a general election in the UK. Then that changes the timetable again.
But there may very well be a general election in the UK, because Johnson himself has said that if the extension goes on for 3 months, or if that's what's granted, he wants to take the country to the polls. He obviously thinks he's going to win and come back with a majority. So that is a possibility. If that happens, what happens in terms of the EU.
It's in abeyance then until the general election is over. But I think the political goal in the UK Parliament is to get it out of the way before an election. But that may not be the Prime Minister's goal. So the tensions are going to play out in relation to that.